Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter, and the director of the Pat Allen Want Institute. The call-in number for the show tonight is 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the callback number and enter this number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you about our sponsor, the Want Institute. The Want Institute currently provides facilitators that offer monthly ladies groups and private sessions that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of Want Training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. The Want Institute also offers instruction on the principles of communicating with personal integrity to help individuals to achieve goals as well as enrich their personal and professional relationships and to create win-win situations in every one of their day-to-day activities. The Institute was founded to promote and teach these skills with the goal of helping people to live authentic, successful lives using the techniques of Want Training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want more information regarding the monthly ladies groups and other services, please email me at info@drpatallen.com or you can call the office at 949-723-0338. Again, the call-in number for your questions is 323-203-0815. Tonight we have on the show Dr. Pat Allen and Patricia Eltage. They're going to do a little bit of teaching Dr. Allen's material. Patricia, go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Pat. So glad you're on the air today. Hi. So what I often we hear you talk about and teach in your wonderful ladies groups is about when women bitch and moan and complain to men without scheduling. How do you tell them to handle that and do it better?
Well, first of all, men need respect. Women need cherishing. When men want cherishing, women have to become mamas, and that causes confrontation. When men, in particularly when women in today's world want to be respected, the problem is their bodies are not built to be men, but they are doing it in order to control like men. So you have a whole place full of people who want to be respected instead of cheering.
Okay. Well, we have
Sam will give her a call back. We got disconnected there. Sometimes her
well, that's one of her key teachings. This is one of her many.
Here she is. She's back on. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, the respect and the cherishing. Oh dear. Okay.
Are you on? It looks like she's on.
She was for a moment. Dr. Pat?
She's back. I'm back.
Good. I love this as one of your key teachings about respect and cherishing.
Yes, men are built to be respected. Women are built to be cherished, eco-hormonically. So for a man to say, what do you think and what do you want to his daughter, his wife, whoever, runs the risk of her saying, I think that your idea is not
Okay, she's off again. Yeah, let's see if we can get her on one more time. And
yeah,
then,
you know, some people believe in the astrology. Just coincidentally,
yeah, here she is. She's back on.
Hello.
Yes, that's right.
So every relationship, be it parent and child, or two siblings, when they're being friends or lovers, they've got to decide how to handle confrontation. There's only three ways to communicate: intimidate with fear, seduce with guilt and shame, or
we were coming to negotiate. That's what we're aiming for. So I shall probably be back, but we're talking about communication. And when people intimidate with fear or seduce with guilt and shame is where she was going. Or what we teach at the Want Institute is negotiate.
Or do you want to, this always sounds strange. You have to decide whether you want to be respected or cherished.
Right. Right.
So what do you want, Patricia?
Well, I personally, when I'm working, I want to be respected. And when I'm in my home situation with my husband, my partner, I want to be cherished.
And so the reason is you basically want a stoic life, not a hedonistic life. You're not all up and at 'em for money, power, and prestige. You want love, affection.
Yes, yes, right? Absolutely right.
So I want to offer anyone who can think of a question on how to deal with someone in your family or business that is narcissistically competing with you, I will help you communicate.
Well, we're not taking questions from outside right now, but we do like to talk about, the question came in on the email about how, when they want to ask their husband a question, how
Here's
to go about that.
I'm going to, this is part of my doctoral work.
Yes.
Number one, you've got to make an appointment with a man that you're intimate with. That's a husband, a father, a brother, or whatever. And therefore, you've got to say, honey, or George, or whatever his name is, I want to talk to you about this situation, which is sensitive. Are you willing to listen? He's got to say yes if he wants to cherish you, and he may say no if he wants to.
Okay, he may say no, or he may say 10 minutes from now, or he may say 20 minutes from now.
Yeah, we'll
so
have
you
Dr.
make the appointment.
Yeah, we'll have Dr. Pat on next week. Her line isn't working today, so it's,
yeah.
Yeah, but so you can go ahead and answer the question.
Yeah, the finishing, to finish up what she was talking about was, once you ask for an appointment to have a discussion or a question to your man that you respect, then he says now or 10 minutes from now, you can say, okay, this is the topic, and what do you think about that? I'm feeling this, and what do you think about that? So that's where Dr. Pat was going with that teaching. So in the meantime, Sue,
yes.
What do you want to talk about?
Some other questions that the ladies are asking me. Dr. Allen has the ladies write the hi bye letter, which you write. I'll give a little description. You write if you're breaking up with the guy, if he broke up with you, and you've got 8 weeks to wait. You write him a letter, and you tell him everything you like about him, the pain you had with him, what you want in a relationship, any relationship, not just with him, what you don't want in a relationship. Then you write down
you know, thank you for this painful lesson so I never have to repeat it again. You can also use this hi-bye letter if you disrespect your man and he goes away and you made a mistake. You would use the bottom paragraph 5. I made a mistake and, you know, I apologize, make an amends, and he may come back. The thing is, you send this in 8 weeks because the men ruminate. It takes 8 weeks for them to miss you. Mm-hmm. So a lot of these ladies, because they're so into their masculine, they're impatient. Dr. Allen's philosophy for feminine is patient, passive, vulnerable, and available. Patience is hard for masculine women. They want everything now, now, now. So they have a hard time waiting the 8 weeks. What's your philosophy, or how do you help women? And tell us a little bit about this waiting the 8 weeks. They seem to fizzle out and go prematurely, reach out, and yes, then want to clean it up.
That's right. The patient game is a very big test. And once you get past that lesson, you will have a better lesson. Your next lesson will be better. And the patience is, we have people who end a relationship, whether one person ends it or the other, and they sometimes come back in the 11th hour of the 8th week. But it takes sometimes that long. They may come back in 1 week or 2 weeks or 3 days, but you wait it out up to that the end of the eighth week, because some people take that long to actually come to terms with what they really want. So that you just white knuckle it. And somebody asked me the other day, what does that mean? Well, when you're on a roller coaster and you have you're scared out of your wits and you're gripping the railing with all your might, that your knuckles turn white, that's what you have to do. You just have to think you're freaking out and do it anyway.
Yeah. So let me ask you. Dr. Pat currently has ladies groups, but she's not taking in new clients. She has a full group and the ladies continue every month. I'm offering ladies groups, and Patricia offers life scripts and dream interpretation. Now, one question I want to ask you, Patricia, is
and the couples. Ladies,
yeah, and she does the couples communication sessions as well. You can reach me at the office if you want Patricia's contact, or she'll offer it at the end as well.
Oh, sure.
But the ladies, they want the help, but when you tell them the work, they have a hard time doing the program, and I'm only the messenger, and you're the messenger, and the ladies say, I'm trying. How do you get them to actually try? Or They seem to have a hard time doing.
They're freaking out because they've already prematurely bonded. They bonded, or maybe they've been with the person for some time, but it's the bonding that is creating your hormones to go crazy and the longing, and you can feel your feelings of missing the person, of craving the person. Acknowledge it, because your feelings aren't negotiable. You feel your feelings and you go occupy yourself with things to do, dating other people if necessary, or doing things for your body or your friends to keep you from backsliding and doing something that will not serve you. And that thing that will not serve you is contacting the person before they're ready, because they're just not ready.
Yeah. And also, Dr. Allen, the WAN Institute has tools, communication tools, and I teach and you teach the stroke and stand. Mm-hmm. And negotiating with men and coworkers. But when I teach the tools, the ladies fail to use them, and how they say, I'm trying. How do you get these women to actually do the tools when they say over and over, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, but don't do them. They know the tools, but they refuse to do them.
Because when you're learning something new, you have to practice it on everybody, not just the person who you want to be your mate. You practice it on the people you come in contact with at the bank, at the grocery store. You practice these communication tools with everyone, and it becomes rote. When you're learning anything, a new sport or an instrument, you have to practice to get better at it, right,
yeah.
Sue?
That's it. So you, Dr. Allen, it's changing your behavior. And when you learn a new behavior, it takes 6 to 8 weeks for the behavior to become a habit. So you have to do these tools. You can't use them one day and then not use them for 2 weeks. They won't be a habit.
You use it with everyone.
You use it with everyone. Another question is, I have a lady calling in that she goes through so much pain when she gets rejected from men, and she has to reach out and punish them. It's like, why does he do that? I want to get even. What would the reason be, and how can we help a lady who has been hurt by so many men that she has to punish them?
Well, punishing someone is not going to get you anywhere. That's retaliation, and I always suggest people to do a life script with me or Dr. Pat, and that way we get to the bottom of why they feel they need to punish. And you can't get to that until you unravel your whole programming from childhood. So when you want to punish someone, it will not bring it closer to you. When you beat a dog, it does not want to come and give you a kiss after you beat it. So if you understand that, you will stop punishing people. Mm-hmm. But the urge to do it comes from your early programming, whether you witnessed it from your role models, which are typically your parents, your grandparents, your community who you hang around. And since childhood, that's your childhood programming to behave like that.
Yeah, they call that your life script. What you learned growing up becomes a habit, and you carry it out in your relationship. So if your parents had a bad relationship, you learned how to communicate. You may have learned how to fight, you know, be abusive to your boyfriend because you saw mom, whatever it is. You carry that on to your next relationship because it's familiar. Also, that's kind of how sometimes you pick your mate. Is you pick a man that's from a little bit like mom and a little bit by dad. And it's the attachment style. And if anybody wants a list of Dr. Allen's book list, we have it available on our website, www.wantinstitute.net. There's a Dr. Allen's charts and some other information along with her book list. Patricia, do you want to give out your contact information if they want to reach out for a couple or a life script with you for information?
Sure. And they can always reach out to Sue at the Want Institute, also at Want Institute, or I'm Patricia at thedreamclass.com. And the Dream Class is also the title of my book that's on dreaming. So I also do dream analysis, and I like the combination of the life script and doing people's dreams, and that's how I really help you get into your subconscious mind so that we can know what's really going on in there that's beneath the conscious mind.
Yeah. If any callers are out there, we have the call-in number 323-203-0815. If you're not available to do a call-in for the radio show, you can email me a question at info@drpatallen.com. We'll answer it on the radio, and you can listen to it on the archives the following day. So, Patricia, do you have any other questions from your callers or any examples we can share with the audience to help them?
Yeah, I want to back up just a little bit about when people say, I'll try.
Yes.
I want to remind them to say, we don't believe in trying. You
yes.
just say, I will do it
do.
Next time.
Yeah.
Anybody, no, nobody's perfect, and say, okay, I'll do it next time. But trying isn't doing. So
Dr. Allen has mm-hmm. something about that. She always says mm-hmm. try means you're not really going to do it, but you're just mm-hmm. saying as an excuse to move on.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Well, that comes out of neuro-linguistic programming. And
yes, it is.
What comes out of your mouth, it imprints on your brain. So tell yourself, I'll do it next time. I'll do it better next time. And we don't strive for perfection.
Yes.
We strive for excellence. So we'll do it better next time.
Okay. Another big Dr. Pat Allen that is a nugget of information. The women that say, I feel like, Dr. Allen, they like is not a feeling, but yet you hear every woman say, I feel like he's a jerk. What would you, I feel like he's mad at me. What would you say on the statement, I feel like?
Like is not a feeling.
A feeling. Okay.
And if you are saying that person, you then you would say, I think he doesn't like me. But then I will come back at you and say, well, then you're in your masculine and you're giving an analysis. And
yes.
we don't want you to live upstairs in your head when you are dating in this area. We want you to stick with your feelings, which is, I'm feeling anxious that he's
yes.
not calling me. That yeah. would be more appropriate. I'm feeling anxious instead of trying to give it your analysis, which
yes.
is being in your head.
Because I feel like is still kind of analyzing it. Feminine energy is about your body feeling. So you want to really incorporate as many feeling statements as you can rather than logic and analyzing. That's a hard one for ladies, because they always want to be in control.
That's right.
And that keeps them in the masculine, and it competes with another masculine energy man. The ladies want a masculine man, but if they're masculine, there it's very hard to attract another masculine energy.
There's a nice image that I used to use,
what?
That I like to use. And when you're in, if you're dating a masculine man who operates, that means someone who operates from their masculine, their healthy masculine, and you get into your masculine, which is your opinions, your ideas, your analysis, your, you are going to butt heads like two rams.
Yes.
And so if you're going to go head to head with a man, it's over, it's all over there. So if you're coming from your feeling-centeredness, that means, oh, I feel a feeling, like I feel anxious, I feel happy, I feel glad, I feel sad, I feel good, I feel giddy. Those are all feeling words that
yes.
depict your feelings.
There's you can Google, it's amazing, a lot of the ladies don't understand all the feelings. You can Google feelings chart, and it's got, you know, 25 faces of feelings that you can start incorporating. I have my ladies mm-hmm. print that sheet and start using those words in their sentences. So
yeah.
they get an idea what feelings are other than sad, mad, or glad. There's another array of feeling statements.
I was doing this in the 101 of feelings, but yes.
I know. So,
but yes, to really get in touch with your body, the feelings are in the body. The feelings aren't an analysis in your head.
Yes, yes. And let's see, what else can I say?
Well, I want to say here, Sue, for when you say I'll try, I want to refer to Pat's statement, which is from the ancient Chinese philosopher, beware of your words. Because they become your, go ahead, the fear of your words, they become your actions, your habits, and then your life is determined by starting with your thoughts, your words, your habits, and that will affect
it will become your destiny and affect every aspect of your life. So it all starts with being aware of your words. I'll try is not going to bring you to your goal.
Yeah, Dr. Allen, I still to this day, an example of people talking polite or potent, just a shift in one word. The example is if somebody came to your house and said, I would like to buy your car, or another person said, I want to buy your car, who would be the one that you'd probably would look at more as buying your car?
The one. Yes, that's right.
It's the one who wants it. We teach potent communication.
That's right. That's right. And it works, people. It works.
We
so
don't
keep coming
teach,
back to the group because these communication tools work. And if you stay in the groups, you hear it regular over and over with all the different people in your group, and it imprints it, and it starts to remodel you and remold you out of your old patterns. That's the beauty of this.
Yes. I want to give you an update, no names included, but I've had in my ladies groups, I gave one years and years ago, and then I started them back up. I had one going, I started about a year and a half ago. The ladies kind of get huffy puffy and go away, and then we always know they come back. Well, she came back wanting back in the group. She's got a nice guy. It's all going good. Then another one came back who had a horrible relationship, got in trouble, and she's got a nice guy. It takes about a year to really get it, unfortunately, till you get, you may go through a few guys, but you will get the gem. You plow through that rock and with puzzles and you get to the gem in the middle, but it takes a little bit of time. This is not a quick fix. It's not a 1 month class in and out and you've got your dream man, unfortunately. Wouldn't you say that? Or what's your,
Yes, it takes time to redo habits, to override an old habit with a new habit. And it doesn't happen overnight, but with continual input and continual tweaking from getting the input from the groups and occasional privates here and there, you will eventually remodel your patterns. Yeah. And that's the beauty of this work.
Yeah, I usually, most of the ladies that come to me, I've sent over to Patricia for life scripts so that they can dig deep to find out why their behavior is a certain way and their picker, why they pick a certain man and get the same results. Once they can focus on that, we know what to work on to bring the good guy to them. And also Patricia does the dreams because the dreams will interpret what's going on in your body. You explain why your dreams are important.
Oh, yes. The dreams are really the backdoor entrance to your subconscious mind. And that's where the real you is, how you truly think and feel. And it's clouded by our conscious mind in our daily lives, but we can access it. And what I say to people, I'm actually teaching you to get in touch with your own sixth sense. And this is how we eventually start to understand ourselves in a different way than just pounding message input from the outside world. When you start listening to, and I help you understand the images, the symbols, how they relate and correlate to your waking life, I help you connect the dots from your dream world, your subconscious, to your waking life, and how you can adjust your reactions, your attitudes, your behaviors, based on what you discover. I help you discover that. But I like to say that, think how long it took you to develop these patterns that you have now. Years.
The ladies come in, they're 32. Usually the ladies are about 30 to 35. Mm-hmm. They've tried their best and they're now getting I need help.
So it requires effort and time and intention. The intention that you really want to change. So people have to come to the place where the old way wasn't working. So you come to this place that offers you a new system, and if you give it your all with intention, you can change your patterns and have a flourishing life.
Yes. We don't have any callers here today, we'd love to have some callers. We used to have some regulars that call. I'd love to hear their updates. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. Patricia and I can take questions. And if you want a dream, Patricia is available for dreams. We're here to do just about any kind of questions you want. One thing, we had a gentleman last week talk about archetypes. Dr. Pat Allen talks about archetypes. Can you go into that since we don't have any callers, Patricia?
Well, they're different type of archetypes.
Oh, we have a caller.
Oh, good,
you know it.
Good.
Oh,
good.
They just left, but they'll be back.
No, they're there. They're there.
They left. They'll be back. Yeah.
Okay.
Caller, if you we saw your call, call us back at 323.
Try it again. Try again.
303-0815. Yeah.
Well,
they got disconnected. We'd love to have a call.
Dr. Pat likes to talk about the archetypes in relationships with different types of men and women. We have the sometimes we have the passive male, and what she likes to talk about, there's the shovel for a woman. That would be a Wendy type, opposite a Peter Pan. Peter Pan is a guy who doesn't really want to work so much. He just wants to have fun. He's a party boy. Okay. Then the Wendy that ends up with Peter Pan is the one who does everything for him. And she's the doormat type, but she's willing to work hard and not have her feelings cherished necessarily, but she'll be the worker bee. Then there is a gold digger. We know what the gold digger wants. She likes to go with the man with the money, Mr. Moneybags. And then we have the natural, healthy male. Oh, we have the monk, too. Oh, she talks about the monk. The monk is the...
You're on the air with Patricia Eltage and Sue. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Patricia, do you still do the dream stuff?
I do. You have a dream for me?
Yes, I want to continue from when we talked before.
Oh, good.
Because you kind of changed my life.
Oh.
By telling me about before you go to sleep, how you ask for guidance in the Lyman state.
You have?
Not only that, I've asked to remember my dreams.
Good.
I've been divorced for decades, and I never dreamed about him or any of it until now when I started asking for dreams.
Wow, great.
And it opened up. Amazing what it opened up. Because even when I don't ask for dreams, now I'm still dreaming and it's all kinds of scenarios. Mm-hmm. And most of it has to do with him being a cheater.
Wow, this is why the dreams are beautiful for healing your PTSD. That's post-trauma. So this is how we can get into healing your post-trauma that you could have held on for decades. But when it starts surfacing in your dreams, we can start dissolving it or softening it so that it isn't constant. It's not a constant undercurrent in your life, even though you're not aware of it. When these traumas stick with us in an undercurrent way, they can still affect us and how we relate to others and prevent us from maybe trusting somebody else in our future. So tell our audience here or other listeners how you ask for your, how do you prep your the Lyman state, which is your pre-dream state and your wake-up state.
Well, as you instructed, I wait until I do some breathing first.
Mm-hmm. Upon waking, before sleeping.
Before sleeping.
Oh, good.
And then I ask for either guidance or to please remember my dream.
Great.
And that changed everything. And I started out with dreams. You know those dreams that kind of stay with you for a day or a few days?
Right. Right.
Kind of haunting.
Mm-hmm.
Haunting in a good way, though.
Yes, because it's clearing. You know, the word trauma is the Greek word for wound. So your wounds are being exposed in a safe way in your dream world so that you can heal them.
It's so amazing, Patricia, because I never had these dreams about him. It's almost like I didn't dream about him at all. And we were married for like over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But this started a whole series of dreams. Even I now am friendly with his first wife, who lives in another city where my kids live.
Oh,
and
wow.
Even in one of the dreams, he was back with her. He was married to her again. And mm-hmm. I was there, and she was trying to help me.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of weird. But
well, what this is, because everyone in our dreams actually represents an aspect of ourselves. So she's representing a healing energy for you to help you heal this wound. And that's an aspect of yourself, but you're summoning her, what she represents. And she's been friendly to you, and she's not a bad person. So she, your summon, and she represents the masculine. What is her character type like in life, her personality, let's say?
Well, when I first married him, and I didn't steal him from her, they were in a divorce for 3 years.
Right, right.
When we first got married, I told her, because they had four children.
Mm-hmm.
So I was immediately a stepmother of four children.
Mm-hmm.
And I had told her that in the Old Testament, in the Hebrew religion, we were considered sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Because she, you know, married to the same man. And she wasn't too hot about that back then.
Right.
And now,
right.
Decades later, we come together again because one of my stepdaughters lives in another city, and she lives with her, and my son just moved to that city, so they all hang out. You know, he hangs out with his half-sister.
Mm-hmm.
So I see her again, and now it's fine with her. In fact, she is way older, because he was way older than me, and she just turned 87 last week.
Wow.
A few weeks ago.
Good for her.
And she's beautiful. She's in great shape. And mm-hmm. I told her, I sent her an email, and I said, I'm coming to Nashville, and I'd like to take you to dinner for your birthday. We can celebrate. And she said, fine, sure. And that was such a turnaround for, you know, so many decades later.
So you're healing. I want you to see how you're healing. And when we pay attention to our dreams in a way that's a methodical way, with intention and understanding, which my book is all about, helping people understand their dreams for personal growth purposes,
mm-hmm.
then,
mm-hmm.
and you have my book, I understand, so
Yes, I do. I've so called that, you before and told you. Yes.
Yes, you did. So that helps you with understanding how the dreams are formulating and coming to you. So in that case, you are utilizing these tools for your personal growth and healing.
Yes. Yes.
It's beautiful.
I have two questions. I don't want to take up all your time.
That's
but
okay.
I have two
well, we'll
questions.
Know if there's another caller coming. Go ahead.
Okay. One is most of the dreams take place in houses, different houses.
Mm.
Sometimes it's the old house with, you know, where we were married for so long. Mm-hmm. And sometimes other houses, even unrecognizable houses. Mm-hmm. And the people in the dreams are all people, you know, like family members and people I know.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting.
The houses represent the self, meaning you as the whole of you, your psychological self, your body. This is the self, houses. So when people are dreaming of a shabby house or something is broken down, you know that you have to do some work on healing yourself. But what this is an old house. So that means if it's an old house that you recall living in, is that what it is?
Well, there's almost some stuff about the house.
Some like stuff
sometimes
about
there's yeah. Like mm-hmm. sometimes there's sometimes it's the house that mm-hmm. we lived in. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's a strange house. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's scary. Like, what am I doing here?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a barometer of where you're at that time. So you assess what's going on in your waking life to say, oh, this dream just alerted to me that something is scaring me in my life right now or causing me disturbance. What is that? Let me examine what that could be. And then you start to say, oh, God, it's they're coming down on me, these relatives or whatever it is. You start to assess it, what is caused, because our subconscious, the dreams coming from the subconscious, are alerting us even before our conscious mind knows that things are bothering us or that things are homeostasis, that status quo, even keel. So that's a barometer of where you're at.
So the house. What does it mean when you go to the same old house again?
You're if the same old house, then I'm saying, are you repeating patterns that are not serving you? Do we want to think about breaking?
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Do we want to break any particular habits or patterns? And we start digging and saying, which habits and patterns are keeping me from moving forward and getting mm-hmm. out of this old house? Meaning
interesting.
Symbolically. So that means... Mm-hmm. Let's start thinking about that or feeling about what is it that's holding you back, meaning habits, attitudes, behaviors, things you're doing, the way you're speaking.
Right.
Who you're hanging out
it's
with.
Interesting, because after I left the marriage house during the divorce, I never missed it. I never thought about it. I didn't... Mm-hmm. It was like I didn't care anymore. And even the new owners asked me if I wanted to see it once. And I said I declined. I didn't even
want
to go back
there. I'll tell you something. If you're revisiting something in a dream, it also means it's unfinished business. So let's keep digging. You keep calling back or call me privately. And we keep digging to see how you can uncover more stuff to get past hanging on to, whether it be resentments or ideas how things should be or all the things that are stuck, left over from that time period and that house.
And even one of my dreams had it was like a huge, like maybe the King of England's house, you know, with very many bedrooms.
Uh-huh.
It was so interesting. I was
well, that's a different house. That's a different house. That's not the same old
yeah.
house.
Yeah.
So that's
no, I don't always go to the same house. Only once or twice did I dream about the old. When I say old house, it's the house that I lived in.
I know. You're a previous house, yes.
Yeah.
But when you had
and my
this
other
past,
question.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And my other question is, when I studied Pat Allen's philosophy or psychology, she says not to trust.
That's right. Don't trust blindly. We do eventually take a risk and trust only when someone has developed a trustworthy record.
Oh, so don't trust blindly. Okay.
Don't trust too soon. When someone, after someone has shown that they will be trustworthy, they have a trustworthy record, you then take a risk and trust. At some point, you take a risk. But please let them develop a trustworthy record with you.
And demonstrate it to you.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Sweet. Thank you.
Okay.
Call us bye back.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah. Dr. Allen, all of my ladies say that as well. Well, I don't trust him. And I say, you can't trust anybody. You watch their trustworthy record. Watch them. See if they say what they're going to do and do what they're going to say. And then that becomes they become trustworthy. Because you can trust somebody and they can mess up in one time, do something and ruin years of trust.
Or months. You eventually had trust enough when you decide to go steady with somebody.
Yeah.
And then you trust them a little bit more when they want to be engaged. And then you trust them more when you say, okay, I do. Well, let's get married.
Yeah. Yeah. As Dr. Allen does said, don't trust it. She's right. Dr. Allen does quote, don't trust anybody. Watch their trustworthy record. So we're coming up to the end of the show this time. And hopefully I'm going to see about getting Dr. Allen's phone fixed, or maybe she's down in an area where she's getting less reception. But she hung up a lot this time. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. But we hope to be on next week with Dr. Allen to continue with some of her philosophy. And if you'd like to send me a question to have answered on the show, you can reach me at info@drpatallen.com or 949-723-0338. Or if you'd like a dream interpretation or a life script or a couple session, Patricia's contact information is, what's your information?
Well, either through you or patricia@thedreamclass.com. And either way, you can get to me through Dr. Pat Allen's
The Juan Institute.
Juan Institute.
Yeah. Patricia mm-hmm. works with the Juan Institute. She, mm-hmm. She's a referral resource. She knows mm-hmm. all of Dr. Allen's stuff. So we're all one big team of the Juan training team for the Juan Institute.
I've been involved with the Juan Institute now for almost 30 years. So I have a track record. I have a trustworthy track record.
Some of the information you might not like to hear, but it works if you do the work. So
that's right. That's right, Sue.
One of the biggest things, but it does work. So with that, do you have any last words for the audience, Patricia?
Well, let's see. All I know is that just keep on trying. Keep not trying. That's the worst thing.
Yeah, don't try.
No, keep showing up.
Trust the process, you always tell me.
Trust the process, but keep coming back. Come back to the groups. Come back to the show. Call in. Get some free coaching calling into the show.
Perfect. Yes. We can get those questions. We don't need to hear a whole life story. We just need to get to the very root of it, what your problem is, and we can dissect it. So please call us next week or send me an email. So with that, we'd love to see you next week. Thank you for joining us. Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.